Hi, how are you doing this wonderful afternoon? How is everything coming over there? Okay, so I'm your host, Mom Zibar. So today we'll be talking about on the relationship perspective, and we're going to be talking about this particular topic. It's a lot of concern to me because I've been receiving such questions in my Q&A, and people have been asking me, Mom Zibar, please, can you really relate with this question? And so I'll be doing that today. Now, if you're a single and you really want to know how you can do with this topic, you're welcome in this place. And if you're a person who have been divorced with an ex and really want to know how to maneuver with this, you're also welcome. I'm going to be telling you some important things that I did, okay, when I was in those relationship, then when I had a breakup and how I coped. So join me. Thank you. Now, first and foremost, I know that this will have attracted you. That's why you clicked on it to listen to it. How to make your ex jealous. Very, very jealous. And please, I will be turning you down because what you expect me to say might not be what I'll be giving you. But actually, it is what really worked for me. And I've counseled a lot of persons and over the years and people who came up with such questions and issues in their relationship, and they attested to the recommendations I gave that it was very, very okay for their relationship. And I think I will not be giving you something that is wrong. It's worked for me and it can work for you. First off, I want you to know that there is nothing like this. There is no reason for this. Attempting to make an ex-partner jealous is not a constructive or a healthy behavior. It's not something that I advise that you should do. Now, because why I'm talking about this is investing in a basket, okay? Especially in the sense that when that relationship broke up or because you didn't really do anything wrong or you were at the receiving end of an unfair treatment in your relationship, or it just woke up or she just woke up one day and decided that he or she can no longer be a thing with you. Now, I'm telling you that there is no reason for you to look for this, how to make him jealous. Rather, there are better ways for you to go about this. Now, the first reason I'm talking about this is because of it. To me, it's like an emotional manipulation. Trying to emotionally manipulate someone is not really the same thing for you to do. I don't give it as an applause to anyone because most time it doesn't really end well, and it's sometimes people really end up seeing you as a person that is very, very awful, and people normally put you at the edge to be a very bad person. And actually, you were not bad, but situation actually made you behave like that. So it is not very, very good for you to indulge in this because of the emotional manipulation, kind of a scene that people can be seeing you like. And number two, the reason is because it could have a negative impact on you yourself, okay? Because engaging in behavior and to aim to make your partner very jealous often leads to negative emotions to you, okay? And this might not be very, very good. I've seen people, like when I was growing up then and I had a first relationship, I was always trying to, you know, try to manipulate him to look for a way to make him love me, to look for a way to make him see me impotent. But this is not really, really good because such emotions can lead to bitterness, can lead to resentment, especially when you are giving a lot and it's not coming back as you expect it to come. Now, what's your expectations? Your expectations is that this person will love you, will give you attention, will call you back, and all those kind of stuff, will come dripping for you and all those blah blah, okay? But actually, sometimes it normally have negative impact on you more, especially when that person never loved you, or when that person had a particular reason why he or she left you. And when you start to push yourself on that person, it starts to look very, very irritating. So it's not very, very good for you to take this path, okay, as a person in a relationship, as because you want the same mindset. I am giving you this advice that's not very, very important. Now, the top point I could be giving you is it damages your future relationship. Now, I categorize this under baggages. people normally come from their various respective backgrounds and awful relationship they had before, carrying it as a baggage in this relationship, and this is not very, very good. It has broken a lot of relationship. Now they keep on officiating their current partner to be as their previous partner. At every little slant or mistake, they try to, you know, categorize everything, and you are not having freedom in your current relationship. Now you start to see that you are suffocating your current relationship. So I'm trying to tell you that trying to improve what is already gone. Now, an ex to me means something that is past. An ex to me means someone that is something that is gone, something that is forgotten, something that's your back. You don't have to keep on looking up to it. You have to look onto better thing. I'm on my space, Mom Ziba and Talks on Quora space. Someone dropped a question for me today asking me how does she go, because she has a disrespectful guy who walked off of their relationship, and I want to give everything to that guy, and in terms of money, in terms of everything good she has, but she has been trying to let go and digest the fact that the guy is gone. So I was trying to tell her that I know how she feels exactly, but she just have to first of all acknowledge that, okay, this person is already gone from you, this person no longer wants you, and now it's time for you to face reality. You have to accept yourself after acknowledging and get better with yourself and try to understand, if he left you because he does not respect you, that means he never loved you. That means it doesn't deserve any good thing you have to offer more. It's better you leave now, you have a broken surface relationship now, than having this strong, serious thing called marriage later, and you have to be suffering and facing oppression, rejection in your own relationship. And I think it went well with her. Now, that's what I'm saying now. Try to let the past go and focus on the present. Try to build positive value portfolio for yourself. Try to grow your value portfolio. And when that person should eventually meet with you tomorrow, he or she should find out that you were able to move further in life without him or her being a part and parcel of it. You are in a better place now. All thanks to him. Is his or our own loss and not yours. Now you have to have that in your mindset. Now, number fourth one I'll be saying is potential backfire. It's likewise kind of the first one I said earlier. While your intention might be you are trying to win this person over, it might end up being that you are trying to push the person further. So don't even try to make that person jealous. You can try and say, okay, well, how about me trying to post different guys I'm dating? How about me trying to drive in a car to make him understand that I'm better now, to make her know I'm better now? How about me trying to do this? It might be still pissing that person off. If that person is the kind of person who really know what he wants, if that person is the kind of person who knows that, okay, this is who you are, you're trying to get back at him or her, it can block you, okay, off anything that concerns him or her. And this can make you really feel hotter the more. Now, lastly, I'll be giving you this. I'm going to be thanking Magic Minds because of the percent they gave me off. Okay, from, you know, I love purchasing Magic Mind. It's a strong mental and productivity shot. Okay, it has helped me. I think it's a world first anyways. And I know I've been patronizing them for some time, and they gave me this discount code at MomZiba20. If you really want to get the product, it's a very good one. Now, I used to have an issue with remembering things, and being a mom is not really easy at all. Getting my kids and business here in the fiscal and everywhere, it has not been easy. Joining with blogging and podcasting stuff, daily podcasting for that matter, it's not really easy. It has not been easy. So I've been taking this little elixir, and I had a lot of boost of energy. I've been so multitasking, and also I remember everything vividly. It helped my cognitive very, very well. So I recommend this for you as a person too. If you are a parent, you're struggling on how to manage chores, manage meeting ends meet, manage work, and also be perfect at what the little things you do, I think you have to be taking this herbal drug. It's totally herbal, and there's no caffeine in it. You can be adding it to your tea. You can take it like that. It's just a little thing that, you know, elixir that can really help you be at your optimum, most times at your 100%. Okay, so be among the list of the go-getters. Go get it. Okay, this particular shot was made from minds who really said that caffeine is not really, really good for us. Actually, I had my own shirt talk about caffeine. It was not really getting good on my health. So that is why I think you should all go get this. It will help you a lot. Thank you so much. All right, visit magicmind.com and use my discount code at mumsiba20, and you are going to be getting your good discount off, and you are going to be enjoying your elixir. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now let's go. Last slide told us that we are going to be talking about lack of closure. Instead of focusing on making your ex jealous, it's much more important. It is more productive to focus on closure and moving forward with your life. Move forward with your life. Dwelling on the past or your past relationship and trying to elicit certain reactions from your ex can prevent you from fully healing, embracing your opportunities. And now I've decided there's something new we're going to be doing on this. Okay, we are going to be talking about every Friday. Okay, Friday and Fridays and Mondays, I'm going to be really taking time to go through the Q&A sections. This is why I can connect with you as my follower. That's why I wanted to drop more questions and more relative answers to any episode you listen to. I'll be skimming through, and I'm going to be picking some questions that I'm going to be answering. So starting off from today, I'm going to be coming up with a Q&A session / poll. If there's anything you want me to talk about from the comfort of wherever you are, you want to connect with me, you can drop it on the poll section. You can tell me what to really talk about, because I'll be dropping some list of things I should talk about. You can just be doing by just clicking, this is what I should do. So click to become a follower also, and click on the notification button to get updated. I love learning. Okay, so it's good, we'll learn from a lot of persons. All right, thank you. From your host Mom Ziba, an emotional coach and a relationship coach, thank you for all you do by clicking to listen. So till I come on air a few minutes later, stay strong. Bye.